Hi everyone, I just want to introduce our next assignment, which is the Island Project, and give you a little bit of background information on it before you get started. The most important thing to remember here is that I'm not looking for a typical island as your solution. I want you to really use all of the tools, all of the techniques that we've been working on for this semester, and to develop something that's pretty unique. And in a couple seconds, I'll give you some examples of things to think about. I will go over some of the requirements once you have all read through the assignment online, and I'm sure you will have some questions. I'm going to be posting office hours that I will hold in Second Life. Again, those of you that are having some difficulty, make sure you email me, and hopefully we can work something out to get you in there or make other arrangements. They are posted in red on our on the Moodle site. Look under our weekly activities area. Be ready to have a written final in week 16, and that will be basically what you've been the other two quizzes that we've had. There'll be multiple choice, true and false. I'll go over that a little more in detail later on as well. Hopefully you got your email so that you can go in and view the great work that was done by your fellow classmates in Second Life for the Inventors Project. That was quite exciting for those of you who were able to come to the presentation. It was a lot of fun, and you can see all of that up on the Flickr site, that the link I sent out to you. Now, just to get back real quick to this last assignment that you're going to be working on. You're going to be developing an island, and we know that an island is usually a lush, we think of an island as some lush green resort area that's surrounded by water. That is exactly not what I'm looking for here. What I'm looking for, your bugs list, doodles. You're going to be developing, each of you individually. You will be posting these to discuss with your partner. It's going to be like a stream of consciousness type of process. Once you get all of that done, what I want you to be thinking about is, what could your island actually be? And I'm going to throw this out to you. What if the island is made of glass and is surrounded by concrete? What if the island is a system of bridges above a city? What if one person with a split personality is the island? So you see where I'm going with this? Think of what an island is. It's something that's solitary. Now, on this island, you and your partner live on this island. So what are you really? What are you on this island? You're not really you as we know you. So this is where this creativity comes in, where you have to really think in a non-literal way. Your fluency and flexibility of thinking is going to evolve and develop, hopefully. You did some reading on that in the past week or so. So here's another one. What if your island was a drop of amber, and there were you were one of those prehistoric bugs that was stuck inside of that amber? Okay, here's another one. What if your island was an ice cube in a glass of Grand Marnier on a hot day, and the ice cube's melting? What are you within that island that's melting? So, those are just some thoughts. Again, I'll be available on Thursday evening for you to come and meet with me in Second Life. Questions, I'll be over by the fire pit. IM me if you can't find me. Email me beforehand. I'll check my email as well. And if you have any questions, I'll be there to answer them. Talk to you soon.